You know, I spent some time in Turkey a couple years ago. Coming back to the United States, I was asked to speak at a dinner about the trip. And one of the comments I made was, I felt more welcome in Turkey as a black man than I do in my own country. That's something that we all should pay some attention to.
A federal report from 2005, the final reconnaissance survey report on the race riot by the U.S. Department of Interior's National Park Service, is a pretty telling report. Yeah, there were blacks and whites who didn't understand each other, but I think you've already referred to this. Other whites were jealous of the material success of some of Greenwood's leading citizens, feelings that were undoubtedly exacerbated by the sharp drop in the price of crude oil and the subsequent layoffs in the oil fields. So while the whites, I suppose, looked down on the blacks, yet they saw blacks being entrepreneurial and very successful, too. So all of this was going through their mind as May 31st and June 1st were happening.
Right. And you have to look back at, I think, the accounts of the riot as well. It was not just a riot, so to speak. Before these buildings were burned down, they were looted. The rioters took the time to go into the buildings to take out things of value before they burned the buildings down. Now, I mean, that seems kind of calculated to me. It just wasn't a riot that was incited, and the end result was a bunch of burned up buildings. It was calculated because before they burned the building down with the valuables in there, they went in and took them out.
So they knew there was a lot of wealth up here.
Absolutely.
Let's go in and get it.
Absolutely.
I'm reading from this report. Many of those leading Greenwood citizens had only a few years earlier fought as bravely and honorably as any white man in the First World War, only to return to be treated as second or third class citizens by the country they'd bled to defend.
Absolutely.
You just talked about Turkey, and here you're still feeling some of that
today,
to this day.
Right.
Since statehood, there had been 27 African Americans lynched in Oklahoma, the latest occurring in Tulsa only 9 months earlier than the race riot. There are places for our listeners to go to get a total account of what happened in the race riot. We perhaps don't have time to get into all of that, but then eventually shots were fired, the mob opened fire, the Greenwood contingent fired back, and the war was on.
Right.
I interviewed Otis Clark, and he talks about how he stood in front of this funeral home, and while militiamen were shooting at him, his friend's hand was shot. You can only imagine at 19 years old what the feelings are. As you know, he just got out of town and the fear that had run through him. By the time the last shots were fired shortly after noon the next day, hundreds lay dead. What are your thoughts as you hear these stories?
One, I can't imagine man's inhumanity to man occurring. It's hard to fathom. But I think what's more devastating to me is that this rampage involved killing young kids who are as innocent as you can imagine, shooting and killing kids. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know how to describe it, really. I don't really know how to describe someone feeling the necessity of civil unrest. I just don't. I wasn't raised that way. We have a gray cloud hanging over our heads as a city, but that doesn't mean we can't move beyond that.
Right. We can quickly say that the thing that set this off, the young man Dick Rowland, who was 19, he goes in an elevator in the Drexler building, uses the elevator. Sarah Page is the white elevator operator. When he comes off the elevator, supposedly a clerk from Renberg's hears a shout, and then that's when it all started festering. It could be pointed out that Sarah Page never did bring charges against him at all.
Right. There are so many accounts of what happened that who knows what's true and what's not.
What I just said, is that what you know?
If
I were to ask you, you would have said the same thing.
I would have said the same thing.
Okay.
Following that, though, is the question, well, if something actually occurred on the elevator, why weren't there charges brought? Why didn't she? And then Dick Rowland ends up moving to Kansas City, Kansas. Guess what? So does Sarah Page.
There's a story I've been told that the two actually got married.
I've heard that too. There's an account of Dick Rowland and Sarah Page being together in Kansas by Dick Rowland's relatives who live in Kansas. Who knows what's true and what's not? What's true is the riot was unnecessary. That's what's true.
Right. It represented feelings throughout the entire South.
Right.
And it probably still does to this day.
Right.
Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle?
No, I don't. I mean, it's not that we haven't made progress, because we have. Progress hadn't been as forthcoming as it should be or should have been. But still yet, we're making progress. Have made, and I think we'll continue to make progress.
Young blacks of today coming out of college, is it fair to say that they are having an easier time of it than even, say, for you or those blacks of the 30s, 40s, 50s?
I would like to think that they are having or would have an easier time, but who knows? I think what it boils down to at the end of the day is attitudes and behaviors. These people doing the hiring, CEOs, really are in a position to determine the culture of any business or any organization. So it depends on the attitude of who's at the top. And if there is this open, welcoming, humane attitude, that's going to filter down to the rest of the organization. You know as well as I do. You're most comfortable talking to, being around, living next to people that look like you until you get to know. Human nature, fear the unknown. How do we get over that hump? We got to get outside the box. And a good question for a lot of whites, not just here but anywhere, is how many people of color do you consider your friend? You can ask a black person that. How many white people do you consider your friend? And more than likely, you're going to get an answer 99% of the time. But you put it on the other foot, and you're going to get some hesitation. But they have to think about it.
Is it a matter of exposure? I mean, whites can live in their world and maybe not even see a black person, certainly in a week or 2 weeks, maybe. I don't know, depending on where they live. So at work, they're not exposed to having blacks on their staff. I'm not trying to defend them, but you're hearing what I'm saying.
Why do they not have blacks on their staff?
Okay.
That's the question.
Right.
Why do they not have blacks right. on their staff?
Give them an opportunity to even be around blacks, right?
Exactly. It's all about exposure. And again, it's overcoming this fear of the unknown. I hear it all the time. I hear every day people giving their opinions and perceptions about North Tulsa, the black community, Greenwood, and they've never been north of Archer. So how can you speak intelligently about a situation if it's not from experience? You're speaking on what you've heard, what you've read, not what you've experienced. And a lot of minds are changed once they get here, once they've had that exposure. And I've been through that too. I mean, when I was in cable, I was the only black in management, and I had a white secretary. Her parents wanted her to quit her job because she worked for a black man. And then I had clients asking me on the phone, are you white or black? What difference does it make? Do you want my product or not? Why do you care who's selling it to you? If I told you I were black, does that mean you're not going to buy my product? And it doesn't make any sense. And then I've had them say, you don't sound black. Well, how do black people sound? Stereotypes.
I wonder if it helps once we know somebody by name. Reuben Gant. Reuben Gant becomes a person to me. And then, oh yeah, he happens to be black. And even in the sporting world, Tiger Woods was a black person to many people. But when he became Tiger Woods, he was Tiger Woods.
He was Tiger Woods, right.
So what I just said in a moment takes a real leap to happen. But once they become the name to us,
right.
we like them and so forth, and that's right. what we're trying to accomplish.
That's right.